Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, PFF.
Anyone you want to call out?
Nikita Dragon, and she's asking what are we going to talk about, and we're like, you and everything.
Whatever you want.
You actually said she slings it.
Yeah, I was like, Nikita's going to be a great
slinging
guest.
Slinging it.
Got it. Just,
like,
yeah,
body like, parts or?
No, just like, whatever you want to say, you say.
Got it.
And go after. And
I guess that is a term
vocal.
For like,
slinging it
like sex a little bit,
I know.
Right?
Well, let me just say, though,
like,
it's an open conversation. Happy Pride Month, everyone.
Hell yeah.
Thank you guys so much for having me, for real.
I'm glad. I think we tried to have you on before, if I'm not mistaken. We were doing it remote, didn't happen, so we're glad.
Way better in
person. I was just waiting for Miami. I was like, oh, wait, there's Miami.
Those nails are wild right off the bat.
Do you like?
Yeah, I do like.
They're how awesome. Do you, as a man, how do you feel about girls with like nails? Is there like a certain like level?
I like them.
Okay.
No, I don't think you're gonna ever have like too much. Like that, to me, that's like you're like gonna scratch my back when like in bed.
Right.
I'm all about that.
All about that.
Yeah. No, I don't
I feel like
there's
gotta be too long though. Like. It's like out to like here or something, you know?
Yeah, there's
some
point
people
where
that
you
go like a little
function.
Right.
Like,
how do you open up a fucking soda can or something?
Yeah, you get someone else open it for you.
So,
all right,
I did a piece with Machine Gun Kelly, and he had this like last week. He had nails and he had spikes on the nails.
Oh,
now
sick.
If I was a girl, I'd be like, that could be problematic.
Oh, that could be very problematic.
That's a UTI.
Yeah.
How do you wipe your ass with nails?
Or
like
just
that?
Do basic.
That's my
stuff,
question.
Really?
Well, yeah, you can't do it.
There's just, nails.
You know, you kind of just
you wrap.
It's a wrap.
The hand.
It's a wrap.
Cardi B's done a video
I mean,
about it.
You don't stick your nails up your.
I mean, like those super
know.
Long. I don't know.
Teach their own.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that negatively or positively. Those would be a problem, though,
yep.
For sure. If you're on that road,
it's
yeah, I would
bleed.
Think. Yeah, yeah, no, that's a problem. All right, so how do you guys know each other? Have you guys met before?
Yes.
Yes.
I always
so
have
met. I think you came to Sway House. That's where we met.
I think. So,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's so hard with like the industry. I feel
I
like
know,
you just like
you meet people like multiple times before you really
and you're just kind of like I know you, but I don't know you. But
yeah, but I think it was probably like coming over to Sway House. I think I don't know. I think Bryce knew you.
Yeah, no, I've been Bryce for a minute.
And you were, however you phrase it, Hype House.
No.
So why are you in this? Why am I looking at
the
unscripted reality series?
I thought my ass was just gonna be a fucking cameo.
So are they gonna make it seem like you're in it then?
No, it's not even like that. But I think, you know, I have a certain personality. I have a like a spice to me, per se.
Are you
the
only
camera,
one that's not a member of the house that's in that Netflix show?
No, I think Sienna, she's in it as well. And
okay.
She's not really part of it.
She's not,
yet. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of like, it's cool because I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about the series. It's not so much about like the house itself. It's more so like
about the individuals.
People's lives and kind of like being intertwined and kind of...
So it's
kind
like
of like The Hills,
yeah.
But like a new version.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But it's something to be really interesting.
But you have your own Snapchat show.
Yes.
Yeah. You were flipping tables on there a little
very
bit ago.
Very much. That was very dramatic.
That was awesome.
But you know, you guys know it in the industry. Like, it's like anything for...
You need
views.
To.
In a way.
Yeah.
You have to, like, up the ante.
Make
like,
it entertaining.
No one's gonna, like, watch some boring shit.
We were talking about that with the interns. Literally the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how much, then, of what you would say people see you on social or on camera is you versus you're just amping it up because you're trying to, like, you know, be entertaining to get views?
Oh, God, it's crazy because I think I'm 100% me all the time. But I think there's, like, certain times where you just, like, no, you have to perform. Like, you know? I mean, obviously, I'm sure you guys know you have to be, like, engaging.
100%.
Doing this damn podcast, 5 interviews after each other. Like, you know, you have to, like, kind of give it a little
So what are you here for? Because you're from, you're based in L.A.
Yes.
You're here. I know he's all the TikTok stuff fights. Is that
Although,
why you're here?
Yes, I have to come support the little TikTokers.
And do you care about them?
I do. And I think that's, like, what's really interesting about the show is, like, it really... shows people's like friendships, and I think that's kind of how I got involved into this like TikTok thing because I didn't even have a TikTok when I came around everyone,
right?
And I think I came from LA that was so jaded and who are you and like let me use you that when I met actual real people, some of them, I can't speak for everyone,
not everyone,
that I made genuine friendships, and it was dope, and I do care about them, and I think. In a way, like, with my journey, obviously, being trans, like, I've always wanted to experience certain things as Nikita, as, like, a fully realized woman. So, like, I never got to be in high school, you know, as a woman.
It kind of gives you that social life now,
right?
It gives
wouldn't you agree? It's kind of like a high school.
No,
100%. In a way.
It's kind of like a... like a college.
So, how old were you? I'm looking at this sheet, and if anything I ask, I'm an idiot. Just be like, 2017.
No,
so, what...
Right.
what year, like you, when, how old were you when you completed the surgery?
That's, when I like transitioned? Yeah, when I transitioned, I was probably about like 18 or 19. Yeah.
So 18 or 19 puts you at, that's like high school, right?
Just out of high school. Yeah. Just out of high school.
Very much. Did you start YouTube pre-transition?
I did.
Yes,
but
okay.
I gravitated to social media because I was like, you know what? No one even knows if I'm a dude or if I'm a girl.
No one knows, yeah.
And people would just treat me like normal.
How you
know?
Want
it. Right, I grew up in Virginia, so, you know, I grew up around Republicans, and very small, like, conservative town. Oh, so, you know, if I wasn't, like, out cross-dressing, tricking boys and shit, like...
What? Yeah. So, when you decided to document it...
Yeah.
Was that, like, was that from, okay, I'm going to build a career, or is that, like, out of you wanted to, like, give the world a look into what, you know, that process is? Like, was it calculated?
I don't know. I wish I had, like, a bigger concept of it, of, like, oh, I want to, like, you know, teach the world, whatever. But I was just like, kind of frustrated. Like, I think, for me, I didn't see people like myself in the media. Like, a lot of times when they showcase trans people, it's like a dude 7 foot in a wig, and it's like a joke, you know.
And so would that be, and this could be where I'm stupid because I don't know where the story is, like,
which,
RuPaul,
by the way,
like,
RuPaul's totally nothing's off limits.
So I grew up with, like, RuPaul's you know, Drag Race, that to me was like the preeminent, hugely popular. Like, so is that what you were just kind of referring, because
so the difference between being a drag queen and being trans is drag is impersonating a woman, whereas trans is you are a woman.
Correct. Right. So that would be sort of what, there wasn't the full, like, role model.
Yeah, it was just so weird. And, like, everything I would look up in terms of, like, surgeries or whatever would be, like, on back pages or, like, different forms.
It was taboo.
Like, it was so secretive. Yeah. And it was really just out of frustration. Like, I was like, you know what? Like, yeah, here's me getting, you know, all these things injected into my body. Here's how I'm paying for it. Here's me, you know, chopping off limbs. Here's how I feel. Here's me getting kicked out of a party being in LA just for being trans. Right. Like, it was really...
That happened in LA?
Yeah.
That's crazy that
that's
that would happen
to me
in LA.
That, yeah. I wouldn't think in LA.
How long ago was that?
That was, like, probably 2 Halloweens ago. I mean, I've been in so many situations, and I feel like when you're part of the community, especially being trans, like, you kind of just, like, roll with it, you know?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
You gotta
weird.
Have tough skin.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird when you, like, walk into a party and, you know, people are introducing themselves to you, and then all of a sudden, all the girls are like, wait, that's a dude, because they see, like, a guy talking to me. I'm like, I'm not even interested in the guy, so, like, there's no need to tell him I was born a dude.
Right, right, kind of like some sabotage shit. That's fucked up.
But I get it. It's, like, taboo, and it's like, a thing to talk about, for sure.
I think you've changed it, though, for sure.
It's I was going to say, like, through you documenting the transition, you probably gave a lot of people, like, faith or, like, the confidence to voice, like, their... transition or voice, like, they're
one of the first
just to understand
100% get just make it a topic. Like, I feel like that's the thing, like, same with, like, mental health, but, like, people are just afraid to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's not a public conversation, so, like, people are uneducated, whatever. Like, you probably educated a fuck ton of people,
and it's cool too, because, like, I think I've discovered so much, not only about myself as just a person outside of being trans, but just, like, even interacting with people. Like, I mean, I, you know, was so ignorant and probably still am to so many different things. So, like, I didn't even know so much about my own community or whatever.
Right.
So, like, I have the most, you know, basic conversation with everyone, no matter what. Like, I don't care. Even if they hate me and they, you know, they're,
that's
like, asking if I have a dick
or not.
No,
that's the best way
to go about
it.
Whatever, you know, like, I'll still, like, educate.
So let me ask you then. If you're going to ask me anything, I'm like a normal dude.
Anything.
You meet a guy out.
Yeah.
Totally don't know each other. You guys hit it off. At what point, or maybe you're not at all.
Yeah,
right, right. Like, I better tell this guy
that
history.
It's
so weird. It's so
hard. It's got to be the weirdest thing.
It's so weird because, like, also, too, as you know, as a woman, guys just come up to you,
right?
Yeah, guys just fucking come up to you. I'm vibing him out. I'm, like, trying to figure him out, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, weird. It's, like, that question in your mind, like, okay, when do I tell him? Obviously, when you're, like, physical with him, of course. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, there was a time when I wouldn't tell guys that I was trans. Because why would I have to divulge all that information and then all of a sudden they treat me different?
Right, and how do you
so
do it?
Weird.
I don't know. Like, how do you do if you meet somebody? It's not something just like
it's like a weird thing to just introduce yourself as.
Yeah.
It's like that's strange. You
should
have to do that.
Yeah, right.
That's what people expect.
So have you had experiences then if you've been physical with somebody and then after and they're like, "What the fuck? Why didn't you tell me?"
I've definitely learned my lessons, and obviously that's how, like, a lot of violence ensues. Which is unfortunate, obviously, and it's just, it sucks that, like, I have to live my life constantly with that in the back of my head, and a lot of trans people do. But yes, I had a time when, a couple times where I hooked up with a guy, by the way, and, like, he had no idea, and this was, like, me, like, pre a lot of surgery. So like, I'm like, how do they just like slip that in there and then not like ask a question, not feel around, not whatever. So like, you know, and it's kind of a thing in the trans community. Some girls kind of get off on like, oh girl, like I was with a guy last night. He didn't know, like, like I hooked up when I would do whatever. And yeah, I mean, there was only one time when I almost used it as an excuse. Like I wasn't into the guy and I just, he was like some tech guy from like Google and I was in New York randomly and I like was just not about him. And I said it in a way where it was very like, okay, let go, you know?
Right,
I was like,
right.
by the way, I'm trans. Like,
have you ever told people when they're like, no, you're not.
Oh, is that like, ever like, oh my god, like, yeah, no, you're lying
to me. 1,000,000% I've had it. I think obviously my journey, and I understand like my story is like a mind fuck because I look the way I do, and you know, I think a lot of, you know, people are just like, what, like I was just trying to like be horny to you, but then I just found out you're a dude and my dick's hard and but you have a dick, like like it just turns into this whole
and for you it's probably sometimes you don't even it like the story gets out of you because you're known. So that's also like, well, they're gonna find out quickly, so it's like
they can just look up there's like a timer or something and try to find
it's
out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Barstool Sports and Foreplay have partnered up with Skillz, the leading sports skill training brand, to develop co-branded golf training aids that will help you improve your game. The Skillz Barstool Golf line was designed to help sharpen every aspect of your game from tee to green. The products help you develop your swing, whether it's gaining distance, improving accuracy, chipping around the greens, or dialing in your putting. All products are made by golfers for golfers. They were developed by industry experts who understand the game. Skillz Barstool Golf products are now available at golfgalaxy.com/barstool or in store at Golf Galaxy and select Dick's Sporting Goods House of Sport locations.
So what is this past relationship? And we get our play sheet put together. So past relationship, rumored to be dating Tony Lopez, who I don't know who he is, but I guess I should because I love Survivor, and it says he was on Survivor.
Wait, that's a different one.
That's wrong one, I think.
That's a different one.
No, so she dated...
No, that's a different guy.
That's a
different.
This is
Tony Lopez
is a TikToker.
Got it. Forget it. I combined two sentences
into one. Tony Lopez is
not
on Survivor.
But back to Tony Lopez. Back to Tony Lopez.
Yes.
Were you guys ever dating or anything?
No.
I didn't think you guys were.
No,
I thought
it was
more like a friendship.
It was cool because I truly, genuinely didn't believe I could be friends with a guy. And that's what, like, this whole kind of, like, TikTok era of my life this past year has taught me. Like, I can be...
Why?
Well, I just... Men only viewed me for sexual reasons. And especially discreetly and behind the scenes, or like guys.
Is that like you say they'd view you differently than like a normal, not normal, but someone who's born a girl? Like they could, for
1,000,000%. 1,000,000%. And I think in a lot of ways, I kind of demasculinize a guy. So sometimes when I'm around a guy, he starts thinking and like certain different things, like, oh, like,
I mean, I think it's kind of like the same thing with like some guys won't like feel like they can have a gay best friend. You know what I mean? Like they won't be friends
with
gay people just because like
my mind's screwed up. It's like, oh, and this is going to sound, there's going to be so many things that they're like, oh, that was stupid to say. But my mind's like, well, you may be like, I don't have many girlfriends, so maybe if I was going to be friends with someone who starred as a guy because we may have more in common.
Okay. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We actually bite. We really bite.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go. All right. So this one that I screwed up the sentence. Michael Yerger. He was on Survivor. Now.
There seems to be some tension or something.
It's just one of those things. Like it's something I don't like to bring up. I mean, it was just a situation where, long story short, it's a straight guy who I was involved with. You know, we hooked up, we had sex, we did this, we did that, XYZ. And certain guys don't like to be public with a trans girl. And that's totally fine.
So that's why he's saying it wasn't real, according to these notes?
How's that make you feel when someone goes and says something like that?
Oh,
do you, like, try to let that slide, or does that hurt? Like,
no,
I don't see how it couldn't.
It hurts so much. And as you know, having a platform, it's like certain times you don't want to put things out there social media, especially for me as a trans woman. I just don't want that like double standard of like chastising a guy for being with me. Mm-hmm. But with that one in particular, it just sucked because, you know, he was making all these excuses like, I paid him and we never did anything in this, but well, we never did it. I'm like, okay.
Boy, why would you pay like him?
I'm like,
no
there's
offense.
Baby, there's, I would pay someone $100,000 if they ever were able to show me paying for a sexual transaction or anything.
That's not like a clout grab. Like, did anyone know who he was besides Survivor at this point?
No, I don't know.
So, like, why would... I feel like that was a no, but maybe, but no, no, no.
Well, I mean, you know.
Now he's dating this, the other. I know who that is, but that was after.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was after. But they made just, YouTube videos together and stuff, so it looked real, which you
Well, she's saying it is, I believe.
Yeah, what happened was I had a video where it said, I hire a boyfriend for a day. He's a model. So the video was, it was like a funny bit. It was
I get it. No, it's like people will do like Thomas did, like Becoming Addison Rae for
a day. So it was just a content bit. And from that, him and I started talking more often.
I
would hire him for shoots because he's a male model. But girl, we would hang out. We would this, we would that, you know.
Yeah, he's using that as an excuse. What did you mean when you said... like you about to be just as embarrassed as I was when you found out what he's really about. When you said that to Daisy. He's with Daisy now.
That sounds like she's just calling him an asshole.
Yeah, it's just... Why is it nowadays guys are out here trying to clout chase and suck girls' dicks? Like, it's just like... there's a stereotype for girls that it's like, oh, this girl's trying to use me, she's trying to get my money, whatever. But it's now such a different world where like these guys are going after powerful, strong women and using their energy and taking from them. But it's always the, like, the, you know, the world thinks the opposite, which is
it goes both ways.
Yeah,
100%.
Especially social media, TikTok, 100%.
It's
You see it in the TikTok world like crazy too.
It's beyond.
So many people dating like people.
And even too, there's situations where guys queer bait. That's a huge thing that happens nowadays, which I think people should be aware of. It's like where these straight guys kind of go to either gay individuals or trans or whatever, and they like try to bait them and be like, oh yeah, I like you, I like you.
For what purpose?
Clout,
money,
whatever.
You know,
a lot of that with TikTok.
Because they post with you, they do whatever, yeah, they bring you places, dinners, whatever it is.
And then it's like, oh, okay, you know, like, maybe I want to be official, maybe I want to post a photo, whatever. But then the guy's like, no, no, let's keep this
private,
you know.
It's weird, yeah.
All right, this next one.
Very funny.
I'm seeing this next line.
What? What is it?
You got fucked by a ghost?
I mean, it happened. Yeah, it did happen.
Explain this.
You're going to write
this. Is this some American Horror Story type shit?
I know.
What's going on?
I'm a skeptic. I'm a huge skeptic. I'm a realist. I'm like, I just, until I see something, I don't believe it. But when I was in Japan, I was staying at the Four Seasons in Kyoto. It was really creepy, really dark. And I just had this like really vivid dream. And there was like a guy in it. And basically I woke up out of the dream because like he like fucked me. Like he, and I was like pinned. You know, like a sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
When you're like pinned and you can't move? Mm-hmm. It was like that, but it was so vivid. And obviously... I don't know, maybe I can't speak for the whole room, but you know, being penetrated, you know what that feels like. And so I'm like, I'm getting fucked by a ghost up the ass, and I'm like over here like and then I went, but when I woke up from the dream, this is why I was like, okay, this was real or something. I felt the pain physically in my body for like the next obviously like 5 minutes.
Here's the thing though,
that's
but
wild.
I thought I, you what know what I thought someone was in my room. I thought someone was in my room like doing something to me or whatever.
Have you researched it? Are there other people who
have had something like this?
I'm not kidding you guys. It is a common thing.
I've heard of this multiple times.
It's actually not ghost. It's a demon. People get fucked by demons.
So you got demons.
So you got, are you like going to give birth to Satan or something? This is American Horror Story. This is like straight up.
I'm waiting for my ovaries to be active. I'm still waiting for my period.
Have you talked to anybody else who said they've been
I haven't talked to someone.
I need a room of them. This needs to be a whole conference.
So there's female ones. They're called succubuses, and they you know go for men, and that's like what people call like wet dreams. It's like an old, it's like in medieval times they've like talked about it forever. But for girls getting penetrated or getting fucked, it's called an incubus. It's like a male version of like a demon.
Now, when you went public with like, yo, I got fucked by a ghost, you're like, oh, people are gonna be like,
I know,
this girl crazy,
absolutely. But I mean, the stories. Obviously, it's a super long story. But I was sharing a room with another girl, and
she wake up?
No.
Did she get fucked?
No. Huh? But here's the twist: her boyfriend had died in college. But I didn't know this. I had no idea who this girl was. We were on a group trip, and I was.
Why were you screaming?
She says sleep paralysis.
I woke up from it like this, like sweating, crying.
Sleep paralysis. Like, you're stuck.
Yeah, you're like.
Like
stuck
I woke up from it crying, like literally in pain. And then I'm freaking out.
So this was her ex-boyfriend that died?
Yes. Yeah.
It was like the ghost of the ex-boyfriend. 100%. Yeah. You know for a fact.
Because in my dream, imagine if Josh is here and it's a different person, but everyone in the room is treating him as if he's Josh. It was the same thing in my dream where it was a guy, and I vividly remember what he looked like. It was a white boy, not you.
Oh, so you weren't like... in your bed when this, like, you were...
No, I wasn't in my bed, but I'm explaining the dream. Like, I saw, like, a guy in my dream, and that was who had, like, fucked me or whatever. And later on, come to find out, this girl has a dead boyfriend, and her boyfriend, she says he visits her in her dreams, and it was just this twisted thing, because he was constantly filming her, like, in his apartment. He, like, bugged her computer.
In real life?
In real life. No, this is real life. This is real life. Bugged her computer, was very abusive, would hook up with her when she was, like, sleeping at times. But but when he died, his parents paid for a whole year for his, like, apartment and stuff to be there. And it wasn't until after the year of, like, mourning and everything that when she opened his computer and found all this shit out, like, she's like, oh my God, this man
then
was terrible.
Found out.
Imagine mourning someone for a whole year.
And then finding out they, like, filmed you and everything.
And did stuff. And so I didn't know this till afterwards. And when my friend had shown me a picture of the guy, I was like,
that gives me the chills.
We gotta
that's
call the
creepy.
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Well, there's someone like we had. What did we have? We had some video that they thought there was ghosts. We reached out to. It was not this. It was like a cup moving or something. So in the scheme you had, I would say you had a very unique life.
Do you think? Do you think I have to put a body count for getting fucked by ghosts?
Is well, my question? That's
a good question.
Does that count
as a body?
And I'm wondering, you tell the story,
I seem crazy.
Are you like this story? They're gonna look at me like to me.
Right.
I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell anyone for a really long time.
How do you bring that up? Like, you're having a drink,
you're
like, yo.
I got fucked by
a ghost, by the way.
My life,
I think it's a good story.
If I look at my life, I would, like, either cry or I would, like, or laugh. So I'm like,
you
got to
tell
laugh.
That story.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm
right.
like,
you would
know,
you say that's the craziest story you got in your arsenal?
Oh, absolutely not. In terms of, like, you know, spiritual stuff, for sure, because that's my only, like, spiritual encounter.
No, like, anything. Like, yeah, you got okay, fucked
yeah,
by a ghost.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, how do you beat that? What, fucked by, like, a snake or
something? Yeah, how can you talk that?
The way you said it, like, I got plenty more than that. Well, I mean, I saw that headline, and I actually think I remember a little bit talking about it, but that is... I mean,
that's
I'm the most pessimistic guy. Like, you have to see it to believe
it.
So
I can't believe it, but it's a crazy story.
I am that way. 1,000,000%. Regardless if I just look at the situation, I thought I was just going to have a dream and be awake.
Would you believe someone
else? Are you glad that happened?
That story? Do you think you believe someone?
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Are you glad that happened?
Like,
that's a weird question.
I guess it's funny. I guess it's funny.
Are you glad that happened?
It's a good story.
Are you glad you got fucking fucked by a ghost?
It is a good story.
If this is happening, if you can be fucked by a ghost, I want to be to have that story.
You
want to
be fucked and asked by a ghost?
I'll take anything, to be honest.
That's my thing.
Fine, I'll get have sex with a ghost. Anything. If it's real
and
you believe it, to be like that party story, not saying party, but to be, I don't care, demon, whatever.
Demon,
I'll take
ghost.
Anything. If ghosts are out there doing it, hand up, come knock on my door.
I'm like, why couldn't I have had my wig flew across the room, the glass shattered.
Right, you could have had some other mind.
You guys wouldn't want that?
No, I would want that. But I don't know if it was scary, like traumatic.
It was weird. No, I imagine waking up and feeling the pain as if someone had just put a dick in your ass.
That's horrifying.
I don't know how that feels like, but it's
I don't either, and I don't know if I want to feel. I don't know.
Not dick, no.
Yeah.
Wait,
you've had other
That's a crazy story.
Wait a second. Pause. You just said you have other
fingers?
You said not a dick.
Dave, had you have
you Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, no, I don't mind ass play.
Yeah.
But not like dick. Like, come on. We're grown men here.
Okay. Come on, Dave.
I'm on the record for that.
Like, absolutely.
all right.
Like,
so
the male prostate and the G-spot is in the ass.
That's what I've been saying. Like, come on. You just got to man
absolutely.
Up about it. Yeah.
Any thoughts? So did CMA actually get removed? I'm curious in your take. Have you seen all this stuff with her?
I have.
Well, what do you think happened? What's your take
on that? Or what do you think about
it? It's just hard. It's like a hard topic.
Right.
And I think, I don't know. It's just a very touchy thing. I mean, I know for in the show, I can explain that, like, they were together. And it was hard, too, because I think in the show, like, a lot of people came with, like, plans of how they wanted to be portrayed.
Right.
And, you know, this industry is very
They're
going to
cut it and do whatever
they're
going
to flip it.
Yeah, and you have a show of people are all very savvy, like, on the show to build it. We watched it. We only saw the clips that we saw, and some people, like, we didn't have all the information.
Is it out? Is it out yet?
It's just so
hard. Ours? The
show?
Our episode?
We were talking about it.
Yeah, no, the show's
out. Oh, I meant the Netflix show. Is that out?
No, not yet. No.
Not yet? Okay,
I think it's coming out.
Okay.
You're a big car person.
I love cars.
So what are you, like, in a fancy car up front right
no,
now?
No, Uber.
And you match them to the outfits?
To the outfits, to the wigs.
So what car do you have?
Well, like, do you own your car right now?
My favorite car is my Lexus. It's a 2010. It's
what color?
It's white. It's my first car that I bought. It's my first car that I bought in LA.
Because it's sentimental.
It is. Yeah. It's very sentimental. Yeah. Oh, and also the Corvette. The Corvette was sentimental because I had an ex who was like, if you ever bought a Corvette, I'd break up with you. So
why?
What? He's like, Corvettes are American cars. Like, they're so stupid. Oh, okay. Like, they're so cheap. And I was like,
right. I love it more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This next subject I've talked about, and I have strong feelings, and it's strange because I think even though... So it's the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Yes. What did you say about it? I haven't heard.
So I've had strong feelings, but I agree. I agree with what I end up reading through your quotes. I do not think the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show should have to apologize for who they choose for the women in the show. I think it's a capitalistic company, and you're selling, however you sell it, to get women or whoever 100%. To buy their lingerie.
Yeah, I agree with like the lack of diversity. I agree with like the trend.
They have their right. They have their right. They don't have to have everybody.
If they don't want to put a plus size model in, I don't think they should have
right to. Because they're selling underwear that isn't
they're
really
selling a dream basically.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bad company. Right.
You got into about diversity, and so I don't think if they said, hey, we don't want a trans woman in it, I think that's their prerogative not to. I agree with what you said, which seems to be you weren't disagreeing with what I just said, but that they don't think you can move product to your crowd, which I love. That
absolutely
two different. So
totally different.
I agree with you totally. I've always been, you know, it's a private company and they really sell in their vision and been very successful at it.
Right.
So that, how do you feel about it now, the Victoria's in all of that same?
I mean, at the time even too, it was just... Like you said, it was just to prove a point. It wasn't. They can hire whoever the fuck they want. But if they're gonna say that trans women and plus size women can't sell a fantasy, that was the quote.
Right.
Yep. That's what I had a problem with. And
And this is from 2018, so wild.
Yeah, was the video that like really took me to a different level, and it was crazy. I mean, the backlash and people.
Did you get a lot of hate for that?
I did from, you know, it just caused lots of Facebook groups. Yes. You know how they are.
It was polarizing. So
it was very polarizing.
You got a lot of love from it, too.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of love, a lot of hate. Yeah.
And even, too, like, people are like, oh, well, you're not even 6 foot. Why would you think you wanted to be a model? And I was like, I never said I wanted to be a model.
You didn't say you wanted to.
You
were saying I can be more product.
I could just look cute. You said a trans girl can't do it. I said I could look cute.
If you take one random Victoria's Secret model, like just one of them, mm-hmm. and like they started an let's say like a lingerie line, and then you did, I'm gonna say you're probably moving more product than that one Victoria's Secret.
The flip side, if you see it from their perspective, which it's like, what do you do if you're them, if you're Victoria's Secret, and you're like, I like this brand I've built.
Right, it's the brand image. It's like it's like Playboy in a sense,
and it's
right?
Works.
Like, what are
everything
Playboy
gonna
stop bringing hot, attractive women?
Yeah, have done like, it. So what do you? You know, what do you do if you're them? Do you, if you don't believe it?
Yep. Okay.
Where's the in between? Like,
then
how
then you come at them from a business side. You say your brand is sold worldwide. It's a huge brand. Why not sell more product?
Right.
Sell different sizes. Sell this. Showcase your product that it can look amazing, and you can make a plus size woman look like an angel. Like, sell that fantasy. Like, you're selling. You know, anyone can buy panties. You know, we as women, we could go to Walmart to go get underwear. But why do we go to Victoria's Secret? It's amazing. It's the feeling. It's that sexiness. So it's like, why not have that accessible to everyone?
It's pretty much saying, like, plus size women and trans should still get to feel sexy.
Absolutely.
It's like they should get to have that brand.
Yeah, imagine McDonald's was like, nah, fuck, we don't like TikTokers. It's like,
it's the same thing.
Right? It's like, I like your product. Like, why can't I just come? It's really that simple.
This is a question and debate, and it's a more deep, but I feel like you'll be honest.
They did try to sue me, though.
Victoria's Secret.
What?
Yeah, they did try to sue me.
For speaking out?
But they went about it a crazy way. So the house that I had shot the video in, I did this all last minute. It was like spent like $20,000, which I did not have in 2018 to be spending, to put this thing together, but I just felt so passionate about it. And so they found out where I shot it at, the house. They were able to contact them, and the house tried to sue me for filming in their house and, like, publicizing it. And I was like, wait, what? This is crazy. Like,
that's a clip right there, Nikita Dragon, sued me for, by fucking Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, I'm like, they're trying to sue me for a cute, you know, quarter of a million, which is
a lot of fucking
a little
money.
Crazy.
And yeah. Then for you, was yeah. Crazy.
But then when I found out that it was them from a corporate side going to, you know, the family of the house, that was insane. And the only way I got out of it, by the way, shout out to my lawyer, I'm a great lawyer, but I didn't post it on YouTube. I didn't make any money from it.
Got it.
So my lawyer was like, well, babe, first of all, it's a $7,000 a night Airbnb. And she's like, well, babe, there's lots of people who take pictures there, so you are going to sue all the other people who post it on Instagram?
Yeah.
Here's a question for you, and this is kind of a societal issue, and I feel like you'll be honest again, and maybe you'll convince me on a different side, but this just recently happened in Florida, which you may have seen, but the governor, and this is an issue that goes on forever, or not forever, but it's been going on now for probably a decade, banned transgenders from playing high school sports. Women, girls. Were you aware of that decision?
I was aware.
Was it women going into male sports, or was it males going into female sports?
No, it was. So if I, as a trans woman, even why don't we bring up the boxing thing? If I wanted to box, would I box a male or
right?
And they would, I think, say she could not box as a female, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're attributing the fact that she'll have strength.
Biologically strong.
Yeah. So what is I'm open. I consider myself liberally, but I get that argument, and maybe you're like, well, that's just not true. What is your thought on that ruling? Because it was a big deal. I was here when they made it. Got a lot of news at least.
I could see people's point of view on it, because you think that, oh, this man is going to be a track star and, you know, running against girls, so they clearly are going to be faster. But it's not that. I mean, if you think of high school sports, it's like, okay, if I'm, you know, if I wanted, like, for instance, I was a cheerleader, right? Mm-hmm. If I was in gymnastics, like, how polarizing would it be if I had the courage to transition as a kid in high school, to know my identity, to be self-realized, and for someone to be like, no, you can't be part of the cheerleading team, you can't do this, you can't do that. I mean, high schoolers have it rough enough, and it's so fucked that it's like, do you really care if a high schooler is running in track as who they want to be, as who they are? It's like, shouldn't we not think of everyone on an equal playing field in some regard? And also, more than that, trans women or trans men are, you know, they're real people, you know?
Totally.
And their identity shouldn't be justified in chromosomes and all sorts of other things. So I don't know. I understand the argument, but it's just like, let trans kids play sports.
Was it only banned in high school, or was it?
This was just recent. I think they may be the first state to do it. And
was there? What was the reason? Like, there had to be something that happened, right? Like, was
it's been going on. The reason would be, like, let's take somebody.
But was there someone that went in and just dominated in every fucking sport, and that's why they made the rule?
Was that the case? Or
are they just banning it
because
they want
to? Were they bringing it up because they don't want a trans girl in the locker rooms?
Yeah, is it a competitive advantage or uncomfortable?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because that's the fear, too. It's like, even with bathrooms, you know, someone might say, I need to use the male bathroom, and trans people need to be banned from using, you know, women's bathrooms or male bathrooms.
Right.
And it's like, you really care about me taking a piss or, like, going to the bath? Is it really that big of a deal? Mm-hmm. And the argument is, oh, well, you know, they're men and they're going to rape women in the bathroom and they're going to, you know, go peep on a girl because they're a man, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a stupid bathroom.
Exactly. So I feel like a lot of times it's this fear and it's this, like,
thing out there. How active are you in these issues as they arise? Because you are kind of, you know, well-known within the game.
I mean, I try to be very knowledgeable. I like to see all sides. I like to, you know, be informed, but it's hard at times because I feel like a lot of people kind of hold your feet to the fire almost on all sides sometimes, because it's like, oh, well, you can't speak about this because you don't know anything about it, or, you know, you're not informed or educated or whatever. Mm-hmm. But for me, I feel like it's important. I have a platform. I'm a super visible trans person, and I have to, you know, and I love to. And I like, that's my,
cool.
Like, that's my thing.
All right. We're back with Takis. I see Takis all over the office now. Ever since we started doing this, they're everywhere. Taki Fuego, Taki Blue Heat, rolled tortilla chips are as hot as our BFF podcast. I like this bag right in front of me, which is the Fuego. So, yeah, try it. Like I said, not everyone likes things spicy. I generally don't, but these Taki things I'm kind of addicted to now. They're great. So get a bag. They support the show. Thank you, Takis, for the support.
So we got a game, it looks like, here that we designed for you.
What's the game? What's the game?
To cancel or not to cancel?
Oh, God. I've never been canceled before. What is it like?
That's pretty good.
She's making a joke.
What is it?
She's making a joke.
I'm kidding.
What were you actually canceled for? I mean, the obvious?
No, nothing.
But who would cancel you?
No, right?
Why is everyone laughing like I'm missing
just
a joke here?
No, I'm just
I think
super
it's just
likeable.
Like the point that it's like, how do you really cancel people? Like, if she doesn't give a fuck, how is she canceled?
But canceling is generally when it's like, I feel like people who liked you in the beginning turn on you and cancel you a little bit. Ah, whatever.
No, they're just like, wait. Yeah,
yeah, it's yeah. like, yeah.
okay.
Let's go.
Canceling,
that's a cancel. Jake Paul.
Oh, this is who he would. So this is,
if we should cancel him or not cancel him? It's up to you.
Wait, we have to go around the room. We have to all play. Go
no,
ahead.
Yeah. I think you should start it off.
Jake Paul, I would not cancel him. He's really sweet. He's really nice. And he's always been warm and accepting and so cool behind the scenes, at least.
I wouldn't cancel him.
I think he's smart. He's crazy, entertainer.
But I wouldn't. Yeah.
As I've said with the Pauls, anybody who can stay that relevant that long.
Yeah, it's respect. Oh, yeah. It's respect for sure.
So we all agree there.
Dixie.
Yeah.
She's a, like,
Dixie. I don't know how you cancel Dixie. Yeah. It's hard. Yeah.
The snails.
The snail
it's
thing.
Like she has an issue. Why would we put her on there? Who would cancel Dixie?
I don't know.
She's so. People like are such haters these days. It's crazy.
Okay.
All right.
Bryce Hall. He's a homie.
Yeah, I'm not canceling Bryce.
I could lean towards canceling him.
For what?
Over to team,
for
team
what?
Me over here?
He's just a lot. I'm not. I won't care.
But how
way.
Is he more than Jake?
True.
He's on stabbing people's tires.
But Jake has earned it a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. Did
that happened here.
Yeah.
Wait, was there a towing service or did they get a? Could they drive?
We don't know. They couldn't drive. They drove down the street and realized, and then it was towed.
Oh my
God!
Yeah, four tires. Four tires gone.
So you're to answer.
I'm just saying. Jake's earned it.
Like, he's been around for so long.
Right, but Bryce has been around for a long ass time, too.
So that's the thing. I've only known about Bryce for
right,
since
but I mean, like, he's been
me.
Around longer than I. Like, I mean,
there's
he was big for
really
a while before me.
Him.
True. No. Yeah. No. To me, there's like, do you want them to go away? That's almost like what we're talking about. He hasn't done anything to me.
No, he hasn't done anything.
Hasn't done anything bad.
Just well, we're gonna, we have
so we're doing. We have
I guess we'll
Jeffrey
figure
Max.
Out if we should cancel. What,
and you had some.
Yeah, there's a little, like,
no, I'm just saying, we used to be friends at one point.
And then what happened?
I mean,
friendship ended.
Yeah, certain people shouldn't be friends
so
anymore.
You don't want to sling it, eh? You don't want to
well,
get
we're
into
gonna
drama.
Interview him, so anything that would be good.
You
I
could
remember,
ask him.
Like, why you guys aren't friends anymore.
Yeah, you could ask
Will
him.
You have the same stories?
I don't know. I mean, for me, I think there's a certain line you don't cross. And when it comes to real life, you know what I mean?
People
can shit talk, and I feel like we all, you know, gossip or whatever.
Yeah.
But when it comes into real life situations that are untrue or... you know, rumors or whatever that affect your real life, I think that's when you...
He crossed the line for that?
Yeah, when you cross the line. And right. I feel like everyone should have boundaries.
Is the line blurred for him between, like, social media or, like, clout and fame and stuff and friendship? Is that what it is?
What do you mean?
As in, like, does he use his friends for the social media side and making money and profiting?
No,
it's not like that?
I mean, but I don't know. I feel like in L.A. in general, like, what I had to learn is, like, people... can be jealous of you or mad even if they have more than you, you know? Like, if someone's like has millions and millions of dollars or whatever, yeah. you know, they could still look at you and be like, oh, you have a vibe, you whatever, and still feel some type of way,
okay.
you know?
It is the biggest difference. That, yeah. So we're based in New York, and I feel like that LA kind of social media...
Bro, it breeds.
That
feel,
hungry,
it breeds
really
just stuff
yeah,
that
it
I haven't seen
shit.
It in New York at all. Like,
no,
it just...
Not like
it doesn't...
Well, New
people
York's also way
up.
More, they're front stabbing in New York, where in LA you backstab,
but
right?
So
it's different. It makes no sense. I mean, maybe it's because I have a dude mentality, 18 years of being a dude. I'm like, I don't like doing that, like, petty nonsense
what
or whatever. It's just
friends.
Like, it's
that's
not
what
my
that
vibe. Guys can be equally as petty. I'm not saying that to be guy or girl, but I'm just saying, like, that energy is just weird. And in the social media world, it's weird.
Even if you look at this, like, fight in Miami for these 2 weeks, it's all LA. Like, there's not there's not a ton of New York.
All
it's like
LA
us,
right
New
now.
York. It's us from Barstool.
There's
and then
no
all LA
way.
People.
I mean, they're just trying to make a bag, right? Is it, like, real beef? Is it real beef?
Bryce makes it personal, and Austin seems
to but there isn't really, because Austin described how this came about, and it was, like, his brainchild.
Yeah.
And he went and got...
And, like, okay, let's amp it up.
Yeah, right.
But it got personal when they started chirping each other.
It's super hard
Austin was
not to...
personally start hating it, someone when you start fighting them.
Even if you're doing it for show,
how do you go into a fight and not like?
Unless you have
like
real beef.
Yeah, you gotta want to beat the fuck out of them.
And the name of the game is selling tickets, getting the bag. So you're gonna be mean over the top, and that's what's happening.
Should we really get crazy? Should I box someone? Let's make it really controversial.
Yes.
There's gonna
be like, oh, she can't fight a girl. She got to fight a guy. Like what? You know.
Who would like your opponent be?
I have no idea.
Trisha Paytas?
No, I need to fight like some people in the administration. You know what? James is cool.
What's the administration?
I would think it would be a good fight.
Like, you know, like I feel like there's, oh, no, we need to be on like social media. I don't know. Who would I fight?
That's what I'm saying. I think James Charles would be a good fight. But that's a, it's a boy.
Yeah. I don't know. I would fight a guy.
I think he would.
I feel like your fight's
I feel like he's like,
knock,
if somebody said,
guy, yeah.
Oh, like, well, the fight
just go crazy.
Would be.
Should I enter? I was like, remember when there was like question marks on TikTokers?
How much money would it take for you to fight?
To fight?
Like, right, what's the
number? What's the number?
It needs to be more. Up. Yeah, it needs to be more than I making makeup, you know?
Right.
So
it's going to be worth that.
So I don't know how much. But if
someone said, we'll give you $5 million to fight, would you say yes?
At that point, maybe I just drop an OnlyFans. You know, I can make $5 million in a day.
Right.
That's facts.
That's crazy. The fight that would clearly, and this is just after anything, is you versus Daisy. That would be like,
oh yeah, true.
Really? No, I don't have a problem with her. She's
but
sweet.
You can't say that if you're selling.
We need to sell the fight. I'll fight everyone.
Yeah. All right. Next one.
I like Trish.
That's the thing.
I can't cancel her because I love when she does some.
I like
shit.
People who just
sling it,
say
she's
whatever.
Me too. She even tried it with me, and that was fine. I was like, look, I'm always gonna be a fan of you. You talk a little crazy.
Oh, she did. You guys got into it.
Made stuff up.
No, it was just out of left field. It was just for no reason. I'm like, why are you a hater? I think of her so highly because I am a fan because she's funny, she's hilarious, she's just like,
Trisha.
She's a troll.
She's Trisha. Yeah, no
somebody who is that comfortable in their own skin will say anything. It's like, it's almost, I remember watching, you know, David Hasselhoff roast, and like, how do you roast a man whose entire life is a roast? But she is willing to say, there's nothing you can say to her because she's open and
she's like, what
about
yeah,
yeah, it's like, you can't really cancel, you can't cancel Josh. Someone that, she does love me, yeah. Shout out Trisha, okay. Shout out Trisha.
Call me like a weirdo for doing this podcast.
Yeah, I know, for real.
Tanda.
Nah, I ain't going to cancel.
Can't cancel.
I feel like we're not going to cancel.
She's also
really
uncancelable.
Anyone. Yeah, it's like, I get these are controversial people, but I feel like we're all going to say no to all
this.
Unless they throw something bad
in
there.
Throw something
Tanda would be the type that's like, please cancel me.
She's like, please.
She is something else. Oh, God.
She is the
paparazzi clip is so good.
Center of everything. Everything that comes up is her. So I'd say no on that, too. Is that all of them?
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all right.
We didn't cancel anyone. Maybe.
No. I want to cancel someone.
You canceled Jeffrey?
I feel like he's canceled himself enough times. You know, sometimes people just cancel themselves.
Yeah. I remember, like, he would have been my number one person in charge of, it's like, top star when I found out. I mean, I felt like every girl in the world was, like, obsessed with him.
He was
at
huge.
At one point, yeah. Are we playing another game? No, fuck, marry, kill action?
R.I.P.
Sure.
Yeah, let's run the fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Let's do
fuck,
it.
Fuck, marry, kill.
You obviously know how to play this game. It's pretty generic. Everyone knows this. All right.
Okay.
Just a little sway boy
Blake
action.
Blake Gray, Noah Beck, and Griffin Johnson.
Okay. What are you? I want to know yours.
You want to know mine?
Okay, wait. I didn't know from sway to sway.
This is easy.
This is weird because I don't know who I'm going to kill. I guess I'll kill Noah, maybe.
What?
He's so nice.
Yeah, but it's like, he's
Noah,
with
Mary. Come on. That's a solid Mary.
What?
No. That's a solid Mary.
I'm going to marry my boy Griffin Johnson. Because we already live together, so I already know, like, I could live with Griff. I could live with Griff. Okay. I love Griff. So, and then, like, dude, Blake's like
that's
a model.
Sex.
But yeah, so I'll fuck Blake, I guess.
Come on, photo.
And then, yeah, so I'm going to have to kill Noah. I'm sorry, Noah. I'm sorry, dude.
What? That's a husband.
What are you doing?
You can't kill Noah.
I'm going to kill Griff? Nah.
Where did the dragon come from?
Dragon? My, like, Chinese zodiac. Well, actually, the real story is people used to, like, tease me, like, in high school or in, like, elementary school. They'd be like, oh, you look like a dragon. You look like a dragon. Because, you know, people are like, oh, you look like an elephant. You look like a mouse. I was an Asian mixed kid in, like, a small white town.
Got it.
So I'm like, oh, dragon, you know.
Got it.
I kind of used it as, like, my thing.
That's kind of hard, actually.
So where
are you going here?
Well, we know you.
We're marrying Noah Beck, absolutely. We live for a king. Damn, do I fuck Mike or do I fuck Griffin? It depends on the day. What kind of what day is it?
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Yep.
That might be a Blake Gray.
I think right. We killed
this
Griffin.
Is tough for Griffin because Griffin, the photo. Yeah, the he photo's have his shirt sickening. Off and still people kill him. I'm marrying Noah and effing Griffin.
I'm saying yeah. It's Nikita. I gotta kill Griffin.
I don't know. It would depend on the
you
day.
You gotta be safe. You gotta be safe here, Brianna. You can't be saying nothing wrong.
Yeah, Griffin's out.
Oh, okay.
Wait, why do they all say Tana Mojo?
Why does that say Tana on both of them, but one of that's so definitely that's, Demi Lovato?
That's everywhere.
That's Demi.
Oh, my God. Last time, oh, my God. That's funny. When I was in Miami, I was at a strip club, or 11. Mm-hmm. I was at 11. It was, like, me, Demi, and Tana. We were, like,
I just together? I just met Demi at facts. Tana's house, like, really? A week facts, ago, facts. 2 weeks ago.
Isn't that's she cool? Wild.
Yeah, she's super sweetest. Dope. But I don't, who am I going to... I'm gonna. What's that girl's name? Coi Leray or
is
whatever
that the
it is.
Girl
yeah,
was on so Coi Leray.
I'm gonna. I'm probably gonna fuck Coi Leray. She's okay. Bad. And then I like.
I'm just gonna have to.
I'm gonna marry Tana.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
That'd be fun though.
I feel like
though,
that would drive you insane.
Ooh, that's a crazy one.
Yeah. Some numbers though.
I think I would have to kill Demi.
I just Tana don't want Demi. I don't want to say I'm gonna kill her, but.
Nikita's killing off.
Tana, you have the least amount of clout here, so I'm gonna kill Tana. And also, I'd be mad because she's blonde, and I like being blonde sometimes. And you know, Demi and Coi have really like big dick energy, so I feel like I'd be like, Coi I feel like a, I feel like energy. A, I feel like a little girl, so I'd be like, yay. Oh.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Chase Strobe?
Okay.
Chase Strobe, Michael. Chase Strobe is.
Oh yeah. He's just a friend. One of those.
One of those friends.
Michael Yerger. Oh, that's your... I was like, I knew I heard that name. That's your ex, correct?
Oh, Taylor and Liv. We're together. Let's not get technical. Oh, God. Gross. we're definitely killing him.
Who, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, obviously.
He's
right?
Dead.
Dead. Mary Taylor, because he better win at the fight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he better win.
Hell yeah. And then fucking Chase.
Yeah, fuck Chase, absolutely.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Imagine you have something to say.
I guess it was,
I love that shirt that Taylor wore.
Taylor's shirt.
That
shirt. So
yeah, that looks
all
so
the little TikToks they had from him that next day was like, okay, I know everyone's talking about Bryce being pushed, but look at Taylor.
I was like, wow.
Is that all
that? Hard outfits. Okay.
So there's all
right.
Two games.
There's the episode, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the episode. Boom. With Nikita.
Interesting one. Learn a lot too, I feel like.
Yeah.